I want to come first to this young lady here in a jean jacket, but you guys behind her also look, listen, please. I want to bring in two people. One gives me the feeling of either having to do something with horses or mules or burros, something like this. I feel like I see an animal like a horse. This may be someone who went to the track. It may be someone who worked with horses or rode horses a lot. And I have another person who comes in with a name like, it sounds like it's something, this is a woman, it sounds something like Sylvia or Celia or something like this. Is there someone over here who can make a connection to either that person with the horses or with the name? With the name or the horses? Okay. I want to just make this connection and go a little bit further with it. You also have a person connected to you who did not return from Vietnam or did not return completely from Vietnam. This may be showing me either not the body is complete coming home or the mind is not complete or didn't come home at all. Can you make a connection behind her or someone around? Yes. Is there someone? Yes.
My name is Cecilia.
Is there someone connected to you who fought and was in combat in Vietnam?
World War II.
Okay. Did the person not come home or not come home whole? I'm asking because I see a grenade, and this is a symbol for me for someone who has like what they used to call shell shock, or. Okay. I'm not sure who the connection is. I'll keep both of these. Do you also have a connection with someone with horses? Not so much. So the horses belong in front, and possibly the combat veteran belong in the back. Do you have a combat veteran too?
My father served in the Navy, came home, but his aircraft carrier was hit by kamikaze pilots twice, and they.
Okay.
Okay.
Possibly. I'm going to let that one build up a little bit more. Is this different from the horses, though?
Same guy.
Okay. This is probably who it is then, because if he's coming in with these two things, so let me connect with him a little bit more. But Cecilia, keep listening, because there's probably, if I'm hearing that name, there's probably a connection for you as well. He's showing me a symbol. Do you have a connection with Florida?
Yes.
Okay. He's showing me what is for me a symbol of Florida. He shows me a gator. So this is a symbol for me of Florida. It could be another bit of evidence about himself or another something like this. Is there also someone connected to you, but ladies around, please listen, who couldn't breathe? I feel like I feel a little panicky, like I can't get enough air in. This may be a drowning, or there may be my lungs are filling up with fluid, not literal drowning, but I'm drowning in the fluid. Wait a minute, I'm drowning in the fluid in my lungs. You know this feeling? Is there someone, this I feel like is a woman. Is there someone who can't get enough, like, I'm like this. Do you know who this lady is? Okay. She's got, no, good, okay, so now my symptoms will go away, so I think we've made this connection. The spirit people will, and once the connection is made, they'll help me, they'll take that symptom, pull that symptom away a little bit. And are you moving? The spirit man shows me changing the house. This can mean like doing a significant change to the structure of the house or like an addition or more than just rearranging furniture or change which house you're living in. Cecilia, does this make sense to you? Okay. So I have got a double thing going on. So Cecilia, just keep listening. So there's encouragement about changing the house. So if you wonder if it's the right thing to do, at least from a spirit person, you're getting two thumbs up. We don't have to take their advice, but there's and what this person is giving me says that would be a good move. Do you also know the name, still back here in this group, a name like Ted or Ed? You know this name? Okay. Is someone in the spirit world? Someone who's here. Did the combat person know that name? I don't think this is who I'm talking about. The reason is I see Mr. Ed. So this is, because I don't hear names. So the spirit person is showing me Mr. Ed. So I either want to talk about, maybe this is the father coming back to talk about horses, or it's a name like Ed or Ted or something like this. Okay, so let me back down and continue to talk to your father. Here's the message I want to give from him. He shows me sort of snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. This is the kind of the thing, and I don't know if he's talking about himself or he's talking about something you are doing or you're, or he's seeing for you, but he gives me the feeling of like, just, whoa, just got that, like really snatching victory from the jaws of defeat. So if you're feeling as though you're on some sort of a downward spiral or in some sort of a rut or something like this, be encouraged, because you're going to snatch victory from the jaws of whatever might feel as though it's defeating or might feel as though it is the overwhelming, something like this. So he's encouraging, it may be like an 11th hour call from the governor, you know, kind of a thing like this, but this is going to be, there's going to be a sort of a dramatic happy ending to whatever it is. Again, he may be talking about, I think he wants to press this over onto you. So he may have, it sounds like if he escaped with his life from kamikaze pilots, that he's using something that he is quite familiar with and wants to. When a spirit person sort of flips it over, they could be taking their own and saying, this also belongs with you. Is there a minister or someone like a priest connected to one of you ladies in this area? Okay. In the spirit world. This one wants to shower blessings also. I get a lot of Catholic references. It doesn't mean that the afterlife is Catholic, but it's easy for me to, they can stir up a lot of things like this with me. I think I want to come over here, you ladies. Someone in this region. I want to talk about the name Carol, Caroline, or Carolina, or one of the Carolina states. Does this make any sense to one of you guys over here? Do you have a connection with North or South Carolina, or a name like Carol or Caroline? You both do? Will you say what this is for me, please?
My sister's name is Carolyn.
Okay, is she in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay, she's joining us. And what's your connection? Okay, both of you guys, please listen. So we have Carolyn is joining us, and the reason I'm asking also about the state of Carolina, because I don't hear names, so they'll show me something that I recognize if it has a similar name to it. So let me bring this lady through. Is there someone connected to you also, Miss, who has, this may be Carolyn, this may be a different person, or she may be talking about you, who has glaucoma? Does it make sense for you? Someone in the spirit world who has glaucoma? Do you know who this is? I feel this pressure on my eyes, this kind of cloudiness in front of it. So there may be, I don't know if this is an issue with the eyeballs like glaucoma, or this is something more like a vision problem where there's, what is that? Degenerative. Macular degeneration, right. Do you know who this is? Do you know who some? Yes?
My mother had that.
Your mother had that. She's in the spirit world? Okay, she's joining us as well. And who's the lady with the Hooters? The fabulous bosom. Who's this lady? Do you know who this lady is? Was your sister like this? Did she have a really beautiful figure or very voluptuous?
At one time, yes.
Okay, because she's kind of going, like, I've got him back, look at him now, you know, kind of a thing like this. So she's having a good time in spirit world. I've got nothing here to display in such a fashion, but she is. She could be a Hooters waitress if she wanted to. That's what she's shown. Do you have a, or are you going to, or does this meaningful for me, for you? Are you going to Egypt, or do you have an interest in this country? Does this make sense for you? I see the pyramids. Does that make any? Is that, was that something that is that was meaningful for either your sister or mother, or is meaningful for you? Are you working with a pyramid, like pyramid energy, anything like this? Huh. Teresa, do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have a strong connection to Egypt, or is there a person in the spirit world who really liked Egypt, or went to Egypt, or was really into the pyramids?
Well, I have this person in spirit who is from ancient Egypt, but I'm not anywhere near those ladies.
All right, well, just keep listening, because it's, you know, the location isn't always exact. Are you going to, you have an interest in this too? Are you going to go there?
I have an interest.
I'm going to push this a little bit further. Keep listening over here. Are you, do you do anything with pyramid energy?
No.
Is anybody here working with pyramids? No, this is, I don't, the reason I'm asking, the reason I'm pushing this is I see the pyramids, you know the, okay, maybe I'm getting a little closer. You know those glass pyramids that were in the decks of old ships to bring light down below? You know what I'm talking about? Does anybody have one of these?
I used to work with glass pyramids in college. I used to make them.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I used to make glass pyramids in college.
Okay.
And you'd be pyramid
now. Okay.
But that was in college.
That's okay. There's somebody who is spirit people will come in together. Even if they didn't know each other, if they have something in common. So, and as I'm talking to this lady's sister and mother, and I'm getting this pyramid stuff coming up, this may be a person who has something in common with one of these ladies. So I'll just continue to talk, and you keep listening, because I'm getting this pyramid power being very right on. So there is, if you've recently started to pick that up again or thinking about picking it up again, there's kind of a right-on feeling from this, that this is something that has some merit. Are you aware of a person from your college days who passed? Or someone who knew something about you like this, who specifically someone who had eye problems, or someone who had a name like Caroline or Carolyn or Carol, or who was in that area in the Mid-Atlantic region. All right, just let that sit there. I'm not going to push that too much further, but there's someone launched off of your mother and sister on to coach us a little bit about pyramid power. So let's just, I'll just leave that there. And if that person has more to identify him or herself, I'm sure I'll get it. Okay, back to here. The Carolyn and the lady with the macular degeneration, the sister and the mother, are together in the sense that the spirit people can be together. And they're showing me they're talking to me about not seeing the forest for the trees. I think one of them is talking about herself, that now that I'm not in it, now that I'm out of I can see the whole forest instead of just the trees. So, and again, this is getting flipped over. So one or both of these ladies is encouraging you to take a longer view or a broader view and not to get too nutty about the things that are right in front of you, that they're, you know, that it's going to be more difficult to navigate through if you're just focused maybe on what's right in front of you. Sometimes that's the right thing to do. I'm just going to get from this tree till I can reach that one and get over there to that one. But they're suggesting or highlighting a broader or a longer view, and that will bring more comfort, less anxiety, and allow you to navigate through what you might find yourself right in the middle of now. Did one of these ladies have to check her blood sugar? I see like pricking, or was one of them very good with a needle? I feel like I'm pricking the tip of my finger with a needle and a little bit of blood comes up. Or did you just do this? Yesterday. Okay. So it's their way of saying, I'm aware of the thing. I'm still part of the family. I still know things that are going on, even the silly, mundane things like this. So, you know, small comfort, we can't put our arms around them and hug them, but they're both still here. They see these things that are going on. I'm going to come over to you for a moment, I think, but listen right behind, please. Hi, Liz. There's a spirit who's coming through, showing me something with the teeth. A tooth in particular. I don't know if this is a symbol or it's literal, so I'm going to tell you what I see. I feel like I see a whole tooth, like the molar and the roots and the whole business. So a spirit person can be using this symbolically to say I had a lot of problems with my teeth, or it can be an indication of someone who was a dentist. Does that make any sense for any one of you guys around here? This is a man.
It does for me.
It does for you?
And it ties in with the pyramids.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Yeah.
But for you also?
Yeah, my dear friend Lou.
Okay. Okay. So both of you guys, please listen, because I'm going to be I'm going to be giving more details, and some will belong to you, and some will belong to you, and then we'll get this message come through.
We're going to end the service at 12:30, so
All
we have to do after you finish is just sing. Let there be peace on earth. We have plenty of time.
Okay. Yeah. This spirit is showing me like a prosthetic, but I think the person is being symbolic. So, and there's another person who's going to come in and talk about prostheses, but you're going to wait over there quietly until I finish this message. So I see something like an extension of my arm. You know those, it's called a chucket. You can put a tennis ball in it for your dog and whip it a little farther like this. So the spirit person is showing me this kind of... this extension of power, this extension of the point is, the spirit man is saying, like, I'm like the extension, or we can be like the extension. So if you have to, if you need a boost, if you need, you know, if you need a leg up, if you need a little more reach, kind of wind up with us and let us, you know, we can have things go further. We can have things go further. We can help things go farther along. But we can't come in and do that unless you ask us to. So from one or both of these spirit people, I'm getting the instruction to say to you, ladies, we can help you. I can help you. And I can help you with accuracy. I can help you with reach. I can help you with power. So please be sure to call on us and let us in general, the spirit people in general, help you. There are times when we'll be able to say yes, and there are times when we'll be able to say no, but we, you know, you can't win if you don't play, as they say about the lottery. Do you have a cat in the spirit world?
Several. Yes.
Do you have a cat in the spirit world?
A couple.
Okay. This person or the people are bringing a cat. They're showing me one, but this usually one animal will come in to represent all. So the cats in the spirit world are sort of winding all around the legs of this man. Did your friend have a cat? Okay, so then he brings one of yours, at least one that represents all for you and yours as well. Did your friend have a cat?
I don't know.
Okay.
But cats are kind of sacred in Egypt.
They're still sacred. I'm a cat lover. They're still sacred. And they believe it. All right. Now, I want to stay I still think I'm over in this area, but you guys listen too. I still think I'm over here. Someone comes through who shows me a prosthesis, if I'm saying that the right way. This may be an artificial limb. So I'm not talking about like an artificial eye, but someone who has like an artificial limb, or is missing a limb. Do you know who this person is connected? Your father. Is he missing the leg? He's joining us too. Do you also have someone who's missing a limb? Okay, so I'm going to bounce back over here to you. Just like the lady who could apply to Hooters, this gentleman is saying, I'm whole, so there's, I feel whole. It gives me the feeling like I'm being my best self. The spirit, I don't know for certain. Spirit people often indicate to me that they don't have corporeal form, but they'll often show themselves as being physically whole once again, especially if they lost something or donated parts or something like this. So he's showing me wholeness once again. And is there a lady connected to you in the spirit world who had pleurisy or had a problem with a spot on the lung? I don't think this is the cause of passing, but someone who had one of those old-fashioned diseases like pleurisy. I don't think it's old-fashioned. We don't hear much about it anymore. You know what? Do you have a lady in the spirit world who had a problem with the lung? A
no,
point, a spot in the...
Lost, you know, maybe diabetes, but nothing pleurisy.
Okay, so you also have a man who lost a lung. Do you have a lady who... This is an older woman. She gives me the feeling of having this issue chronically. So this is someone who, off and on throughout her life, had a painful feeling here. No. Tuberculosis? Thank you. So, okay.
My grandfather passed away.
Okay. Okay. What's that? Somebody say something. Okay. Okay. Did she have problems with her lungs along the way?
Yes, she did. She did.
Okay. All right. And who was it to you who had tuberculosis?
My grandfather.
Her father? Okay, all right. All right, so when I wasn't making the direct connection with her the correct way, he bumped in and said, gave me the word tuberculosis. So we're going to bring, I think both of these people are joining us as well as the men who are missing the limbs. It's a big party. Is there another man in the spirit world? I'm not sure which. This is a man. This is a man who's missing the limb. So it could be for one of you people in the front, right in the front or in the back. He's making a connection to a younger generation male who has a similar name or a same name. But this is something like. And I'm not talking about the last name. I'm talking about either first or second name. This is connection for you. Okay. Do you have someone in a generation below your father who has a name that's similar to his? Not the last name, the first or second name. Okay. So we're still talking to both of these people. There's an extra special connection because we have this name in common. So the man in the spirit world says, I have a particular interest in this person because when that person's name is spoken, a little bit of me sparks up as well. So there's kind of a... Not that they love that person more than others, but they have kind of an ongoing connection. And did you just buy a car? No. Did you just buy a car? Do you have to take your car into the shop?
I'm renting a car. I'm thinking about buying.
You're thinking about buying a car. Okay, so he's present in this, in what's kind of bubbling up in your thought process, your discussions, this kind of a thing. Is your dad a Catholic? Is this front person a Catholic who's missing the limb? Okay. I'm trying to separate these two. They have a lot in common. I see a Catholic mass of a special sort. So this may be like a communion or a baptism or a confirmation or something like this. Neither one of them are talking about their own service, their own funeral. You have a something coming up that is a Catholic Mass that is relates to that this person would attend. Do you have a baptism or something coming up, either one of you guys, or confirmation or communion?
Mary
In a Catholic church? Okay. He's going to be present for that. Is someone related to him who's getting married? Okay, he's going to be attending that service. There's more to this. Hold on a minute. Is someone in your family pregnant? In your family?
Yes, it's two different cousins. Their daughters, unbeknown to them, went to a bridal shower.
Uh-huh.
They're both due at the beginning of December.
Okay. These are also related to this gentleman?
Yes.
Okay. If it's appropriate to share this message with them, just let them know that this gentleman is celebrating the life that's coming, celebrating the marriage, celebrating those with even from the spirit world, celebrating these wonderful, happy events. Did somebody here just buy a canoe or a kayak? Or is there a person in the spirit world who really was into canoeing or kayaking, something like this? Come on. Steve, I didn't see you.
Yeah, a friend of mine who just passed. He was a kayaker.
He was a kayaker, okay. How recently did he pass?
About a year ago.
Okay. Let me bring him through. Do you have a plan to go boating on the water? I mean, this is kind of a generic question, I guess, because it is summertime. But do you do that?
I've been trying to do that, yes.
Did this man also go to the grave without all of his parts?
No.
Is there another man connected to you who didn't make it into this? Who passed away? This could be an organ donor. This could be someone who lost a limb. Is there a man connected to you? He's talking about, I didn't go to the grave with all of my parts.
Okay, my nephew passed away when I was a young man, and we donated many of his organs.
Okay, he's coming through also. He wants to be acknowledged, and he was waiting sort of patiently. He's the one I told to go stand over there while I was dealing with these ladies. Now he came back, and he's like, "You forgot about me." So he wants to be connected to. Steve? Do you have a connection with Texas or cowboys or cowboy boots or something like this?
I can think of you.
Okay. Do you also have a person connected to you who either donated organs or something like? I'm trying to figure out why I'm jumping around. So there's connections here. Spirit people tell me it's easier to come in a door that's already open than to cut a new one. So I just, for my own edification, like to figure out why am I jumping around like this. Do you anything about the young men either who went to the was kayaked a lot or something like this or had a canoe? No. Okay. All right. This is a man who's in the spirit world. Okay. Passed before his time. Okay, connected with Texas. Okay, so it may just be the age. Maybe that they're around, they passed before their time, this kind of a young person. All right, let me bring these guys in completely now. Are you giving up chicken? Steve, does that make sense to you? Did you stop eating chicken?
No.
Did you just buy a chicken? Do you know someone then, Teresa or Steve, who had chickens?
I know someone who is alive who has chickens.
Who has chickens. Does the young person know that? Okay. Now, this is a person in the spirit world, someone who kept chickens, killed chickens, chopped their heads off chickens. Are you Polish?
I'm sorry.
Are you Polish?
Me? Yeah.
Are you Polish, Steve? Polish connection?
I don't
Then I want to ask you about a name like Joanne, Joan, Joanna. Either one of you in the spirit world? Okay, she's coming through too. The reason I ask if you're Polish is, once again, I don't hear names, so the spirit people will show me the face of someone whose name that I do know in order to get me to say it, and they showed me my Polish grandmother. So I know they either wanted to talk about being Polish or talk about the name. So this lady also comes through. She didn't have chickens?
No.
Okay. I don't know what this is. I see someone chopping the head off a chicken and eating it and going, I'm never going to eat chicken again because it's so gross.
Stop.
Bobby's raising her hand.
Yes, does this make sense to you?
I have a Polish background.
Okay.
And I have a grandmother who killed chickens.
Okay.
My grandfather had his leg amputated.
Okay. He's the hub around which all of these other people, I guess, have sprung through. So those of you who didn't hear, she has a Polish grandmother and grandfather. The grandfather had his leg amputated, and they used to kill chickens. Okay. Let's bring the whole party in here. I love the Polish people.
I'm Polish. Whiskey underneath the courthouse.
Huh?
But don't hold it. Make it when I'm holding court.
Wow, I wish I knew her. That's kind of cool. We have just about 4 minutes left, so I'm going to close this. This recording will be available. Please know all your spirit people, they're not judging. They're doing nothing but loving you. Even if you didn't get along with them, even if you didn't like them, even if they were really mean to you or they hated each other, when we get in the spirit world, we leave all of the crumpled parts of ourselves, the broken parts of ourselves, the ego, the body, all, and we leave it behind and we recover awareness and knowledge about who we really are, beautiful, whole, innocent, lovely children of our Heavenly Parent. So thank you very much. And again, if you had a message here, or you may have had made connections afterwards, you can listen to this recording again. Just get my card from me before you leave. Thank you, everybody.